It's very interesting. We didn't get to do Parshas Veschanan. It was one of those weeks that we didn't do. But in the Sikha, in Parshas Veschanan, the Rebbe, one of the things the Rebbe said there on the Pirkei Avos of that week, the Rebbe spoke about the fact that very fascinating thing. You have to see it inside. The Rebbe says in that Sikha Veschanan, look at three things and you won't come to Lidei Avera. The Rebbe says, what does it mean, look at three things? The Rebbe says, three things refers to Geula. Because the Rebbe explains how the number three, the third Geula, the third Beis HaMikdash, the third, the Rebbe says, if you place your focus on Geula, the Rebbe says, it means, if you're Mizbainan, and in Yanni, Mashiach and Geula, Einat Aboli De Avera, you won't come to sin. And the Rebbe adds in the footnote, not only Einat Aboli De Avera, you could actually look at the wording and say, it says, it should say Einat Aboli De Avera, Einat Aboli De Avera. What is it? Einat Aboli De Avera. The Rebbe says that in Halacha, there's a concept of something that's called a Yad, a handle. It leads to something else. So the Rebbe says, what's the handle of Avera? The handle of Avera is Taivus of Eilam Hazah. See, the Rebbe says, Estakel B'Shleish Dvarim Ve'Einat Aboli De Avera, if you're going to meditate and contemplate on the Yoni Mashiach and Geula, you won't even come to Yidei Aver. Not only will you not commit a sin, so the question is, what's going on here? Tanya doesn't even offer you a way to, right? We're around, we have said this around for 200 years. The Tanya doesn't tell you, Tanya basically says that, you know, if you have a taiva, if you have, practically tells you, of course you're going to have taivas. There's no way to avoid taivas. How the Rebbe says, you're not supposed to give in. You're supposed to push it out of your mind. You're supposed to remind yourself that you're willing to die for God, and giving up this pleasure is going to be a lot less painful than dying, right? So if you're willing to die for God, so you're willing to give up the pleasure for God. He doesn't tell you it won't even come your way. He doesn't tell you, you know. And the Rebbe comes along, the Rebbe has this new idea. What? Histaka b'shleish dvarim. So where was that for the last few thousand years? How come no one ever knew about that? That's a pretty awesome piece of information. Okay, we're not maybe taking the best advantage of it, but I imagine the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, if they knew that one, if they didn't, why is he writing for them that, sorry, pal, you might spend your whole life fighting taivas. Even if you're a Benini, you're going to end up spending your whole life fighting them. What do you mean? Contemplate the Yoni Mashiach and Geula. The answer to them is saying, no, because we're at the point where that is becoming the reality. So is being Mizbein in Yoni Mashiach and Geula, not being Mizbein in Yoni Mashiach and Geula as a topic in Torah. It's Mizbein in Yoni Mashiach and Geula as the reality that you're inhabiting. The Rebbe says, when you put yourself in that reality, then all those things, that has nothing to do with you. You're a visiting messianic redeemer who's, you know, at least you have a spark of the, so you're a mini redeemer visiting the planet Earth and redeeming it. What does it have to do with you? It has nothing to do with you. You're not that. The Alter Rebbe is describing this animalistic being with an animalistic soul that happens to have a deeper soul, and he has to figure out how to get in touch with that. And when you come in the perspective of Mashiach and Geula, it's a whole different story. You're a Yechidah Ben Nefesh. That's who you are. That's what you are. You're a spark of Mashiach who's here in the world to redeem your portion of the world that you're here to redeem for. So you're visiting. You happen to put on this animal costume and this animal thing in order to relate to the world. Fine, but it's nothing to do with you. That's not you. It's not who you are. It's nothing to do with you. So, which is in the past, it was only the tzaddik who felt that way. Only the tzaddik felt like, you know, I'm visiting with this body, and I need to, you know, I need to add some fuel to this body because that I happen to be inhabiting right now because it shouldn't collapse on me. But what is it? That is the reality that you're supposed to be getting into through learning Yoni Mashiach Geula and being misbinding Yoni Mashiach Geula. The point is not just to learn the topic. The point is, and it keeps phrasing it in, throughout these Bamidbar parashas, and keeps trying to say it in many different words. But that's the point. The point is, when you internalize the inyanu Mashiach Gula, and the emphasis here, he says you don't have to wait until you internalize it. You have to start proclaiming that that's the reality, even if it's because you believe it, even if you haven't yet fully internalized it, and then you'll internalize it as well. Maybe we should help that we should talk, see in a way of seeing, in a way of seeing with eyes of flesh, that we should talk, see the yechida, the general yechida, and not have to figure out what it means, just we should actually be able to see the full revelation of Mashiach in a very visual and tangible way. Take it from Yad Mamash, and then we'll do the rest, figure out the rest afterwards. Amen.